will have accomplished our goals for tonight.
You know, a lot of people would have you believe today that alcoholism is a disease of denial. And I don't believe that. You can't deny something you don't know. I think it's an illness of ignorance. We didn't know what alcoholism was. And Silky tells us what alcoholism is, period. And I don't think he's going to use the word denial anywhere in the doctor's opinion. Let's look at it. Let's see what the problem really is.
I'm not going to use the word disease either. It's not used in our literature anywhere when it comes to talking about alcoholism. He said the physician who, at our request, gave us this letter had been kind enough to enlarge upon his views in another statement which follows. In this statement, he confirms what we who have suffered alcoholic torture must believe. Now, there's no must in the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous that I'm aware of. No one can tell you what you must do or what you must not do. But there's a lot of must in this book, and there's one of them right there. As a matter of fact, there's some 73 must in this book. He said, we must believe that the body of the alcoholic is quite as abnormal as his mind.
This is the first time we can find anywhere in written history a reference to the fact that the body is quite as abnormal as the mind. Everything up until this time, they always talked about the mind. Willpower, moral character, sin, and etc. This is the first time we see a statement anywhere in written history that the body is affected as well as the mind. That came from Dr. Silkworth.
And we're going to separate the mind and talk about it in great the body and talk about it in great detail, and then we'll talk about the mind in great detail. Two different things, and we're going to separate them so we can understand.
Not only is he saying also that the body is abnormal, but the mind is abnormal too.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about both of those abnormalities. First one will be the body.
He said, they're not satisfied us to be told that we could not control our drinking just because we were maladjusted to life, that we were in full flight from reality, or were outright mental defectives. Now, these things were true to some extent, in fact, to a considerable extent with some of us. But we're sure that our bodies were sickened as well. In our belief, any picture of the alcoholic which leaves out this physical factor is incomplete. The doctor's theory that we have an allergy to alcohol interests us. As laymen, our opinions to its soundness may, of course, mean little. But as ex-problem drinkers, we can say that his explanation makes good sense. It explains many things for which we cannot otherwise account.
Now, if the purpose of a textbook is to transfer information from the mind of one human being through the written word to the mind of another, increasing the knowledge of the user of the book, and I think that's what a textbook is for, and it stands to reason that the transfer of the information is going to be made based upon the understanding of the words that are used in the book. If the writer of the book uses a word and has one understanding of it, the reader of the book reads that word and has a different understanding of it, the information that comes through then is going to be garbled and incomplete information. There seems to be a few key words in the big book that many of us have had difficulty with them, and I think one of the first ones is the word allergy. You know, most of us, when we come to AA, we assume that we know what an allergy is. I know when I came here, I knew that if you were allergic to something, and you got around it, or you ate it, or you drank it, there would be some physical manifestation or a physical indicator of that allergy that you could see. For instance, if you're allergic to strawberries and you eat them, you break out in a rash. The rash being the physical manifestation of that allergy. If you're allergic to milk and you drink it, you'll have a bad case of dysentery. The dysentery being the physical manifestation or indicator of that allergy. If you're allergic to certain plants, such as ragweeds, and you get around them, your eyes itch, your nose itch, they water, and you begin to sneeze. The itchy, watery eyes, the sneezing, are the manifestations of that allergy. So I knew if you were allergic to something, there had to be some physical manifestation to show you that. They came to me when I came to AA and they said, Charlie, you're allergic to alcohol. You'll never be able to safely drink it again. And I said, how in the hell can I be allergic to alcohol? I'm drinking a quart a day. How can you possibly drink that much of something you're allergic to? And I said, besides that, when I drink alcohol, I don't break out in a rash. And I don't always have a bad case of dysentery. Once in a while I would, depending on what I've been drinking. But usually I didn't. It didn't make my eyes, nose itch, water, and cause me to sneeze. I said, I don't understand what you're talking about. You need to explain that to me. And their answer was, well, you don't need to understand. All you need to know is you just can't safely drink it anymore. Well, today I think I know why they told me that. I don't think they understood it a bit better than I understood it. Now, if you've got a keen intellectual alcoholic mind like I've got, and you get a question like that dangling out here in front of you, if you don't get the answer to it, sooner or later it's going to drive you out of your mind. And I went to person to person to person, old-timers. People have been sober for years, asking them to explain to me, what is this allergy thing? Yeah, it's here. Well, what is it? And the answer always was, well, what difference does it make? You just can't drink. That's all you need to know. And another one said, forget the damned allergy. Just keep coming to meetings and you'll be all right. And finally, one day, in sheer desperation, I went to a source of information that's never failed me since that time. I went to a Webster dictionary, and I looked up the word allergy. And I found several definitions for it, the same as you do with practically any word, depending on how you use it, but I found the one I think fits me exactly. It said an allergy is an abnormal reaction to any food, beverage, substance of any kind, an abnormal reaction. So immediately I began to look back through my drinking history to see where I was abnormal. And to my amazement, I realized, hell, I don't know what's abnormal and what's normal. The only thing I know about drinking alcohol is the way I drank it and the way those people who drank with me drank it just like I did. And if they didn't, we didn't drink together. So in order for me to find out what's abnormal, I have to go to the normal, social, temperate, moderate drinker. And I asked them to describe to me, how do you feel when you had a drink or two? And they usually said something like this. They said, well, we can come home from work, all tired, tense, and wrought up from the day's work. And we can have a drink or two before dinner. And we'll get kind of a relaxing feeling. And we'll go ahead and have dinner. And then we won't drink anymore that night. Well, now, I don't know about you, but I don't feel that way when I drink alcohol. I take a drink of alcohol. As it crosses my lips begin to tingle immediately. Hits my teeth, and they kind of chatter up and down. Strikes my tongue, and I can feel my tongue begin to grow and expand and swell and get bigger and bigger. Hits my cheeks, and they kind of flutter in and out. At the same time, it's passing through my sinus cavities into my forehead, and I begin to get a feeling in my forehead, which is absolutely indescribably wonderful. Now, I haven't even swallowed the damn stuff yet. I just got it in my mouth. When I swallow it, you know what happens. As it goes down through my esophagus, I can feel my chest begin to grow and expand and get bigger and bigger and bigger. It hits my stomach, and it just literally explodes like a bomb. Immediately, I can feel it racing through my arms, and they're getting longer and longer. Hits my hands and fingers, and they begin to tingle and vibrate. Same time it's racing through my arms, it's racing through my legs. They're getting longer and longer. I'm getting taller and taller, and it hits my feet and toes, and they get a hot, intense, burning, exciting, get up and go somewhere and do something feeling. I don't understand a relaxing feeling when you have a couple of drinks of alcohol. These people told me two things that literally blew my mind. They said, Charlie, when we have a couple of drinks, we begin to get a slightly tipsy, out-of-control feeling. And they said, we don't like that feeling. Therefore, one or two drinks is all we want to take. And today I realize that is the normal reaction to alcohol. For the normal person, alcohol is a depressant.